Back now with Day to Day. When you hear this song, you likely picture the New Jersey Turnpike, James Gandolfini, smoking a cigar. This tune, it's called Woke Up This Morning, was the opening theme for all six seasons of the hit HBO series, The Sopranos. The sound is so rough and gritty, you might even think the guy singing was a member of Tony's East Coast clan, but this is what he sounds like in real life.
Hi, my name is Larry Love, and I'm the lucky fella who's the lead singer of a band called Alabama 3.
Yes, Larry Love, a.k.a. Rob Sprague, was born and bred in Wales. His bandmates in Alabama 3 are also British. Their new album is called Hits and Exit Wounds. It's out tomorrow. Sprague says his band takes on alter egos from the American South as a way to cross cultural and musical boundaries. For the NPR series Musicians in Their Own Words, producer Martina Castro spoke with Rob Sprague.
Monday don't mean anything to me.
I think if you're a rock and roll band, you know, people want to go to a gig and they want to believe some kind of fantasy going on. And we do that. But at the same time, we kind of must spin our strength and our weakness because we do set up a smoke screen of ridiculousness in a sense. So sometimes there's not much dignity there, but hey, I never ask for dignity in rock and roll.
Monday don't mean anything to me.
I am the bona fide son of a preacher man, and my father's a Mormon preacher and all my brothers are preachers and my sisters are married to preachers. And from a very early age, I was exposed to kind of, shall we say, the American gospel songbook. And consequently, when I was about 15, 16, I got very much into blues and country music. And we used to do kind of these dance music sound systems in Italy where we kind of, we play a lot of like Detroit and Chicago house music, and I would start singing wait for the light to shine, you know, Hank Williams songs over techno music. And it seemed such a ridiculous idea, but it kind of worked.
My daddy, he was a gambler, abandoned mama when I was four.
I wrote a song called Hello, I'm Johnny Cash, which of course is his famous opening line on Live at Folsom Prison. And it was, I wrote this song as a kind of metaphor in terms of what Johnny Cash, that everybody could be Johnny Cash in a sense. You know, you can live your life with a certain level of dignity and still raise hell and end up in heaven, you know. I still remain a believer in the redemptive power of a good old rock and roll.
I said to Jesus, hello, hello, Johnny Cash. I said to Jesus.
Well, one thing that I did inherit from my preacher man family was a kind of an awareness that there's not much difference really to, say, a Saturday night, a DJ in a DJ booth spinning records and all the crowd have got their hands up in the air, to a preacher on a Sunday afternoon in a pulpit and everyone's got their hands up in the air. So we, Alabama 3, very much approach a live experience with a kind of a twisted salvationist sort of fervour. Fervour dancing and damnation.
Don't call a doctor, I'm gonna get better.
I have a deep abiding love and respect for American culture on the, shall we say, the underground sort of tip. Consequently, what The Sopranos gave us, and also an appearance on The Simpsons, is a kind of, locked us right into kind of, you know, as I say, countercultural kind of American, you know, angle. And as I say, we're very proud of that, you know. But it's been a prophet is not known his own land sometimes.
That conversation with Rob Sprague was produced by Martina Castro. Alabama 3's new retrospective album called Hits and Exit Wounds is out tomorrow.